KMPS HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Intuitive Soul, and because it's the third Wednesday, and I you know, Nance, I've been missing you.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, eh?
It must be all the stuff that's going on. But we have Nancy Aruda here today. She can be found on the web at universalsky.com. We're just going to talk about what's going on with the skies these days, because there seems to be some funky type energy happening, maybe making us a little tired, getting us ready to go into what's happening shortly, the M word. And and if you have any questions, because we have Nancy here today, when you call in, provide us your date of birth. If you also come in on instant feedback, which is right on the homepage of newskyradio.com, make really sure, like, be very clear about what it is that you're wanting guidance on, but also add in your date of birth. Nancy likes to look at your date of birth to just feel out the energies of where you are and where you're at. So she uses your date of birth to connect in with the energies. And if you want to give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. A lot of times you guys wait until the end of the show, so I encourage you to call in or instant feedback now so that we can make sure we get your questions in before the end of the show. All right. So, yeah, I've been feeling this tired energy, and I know you're going to tell us a little bit about what's been going on.
Yeah, there's there's two possibilities of why we're feeling this tired energy. The first one that instantly comes to mind, and the only one that was making sense to me, was the moon being void of course for large periods of time. And when I say large periods of time, like 10, 12, 14 hours, every sign that it's in. Typically, the moon is void of course when it changes, when it has its last aspect of the planets in a sign, and it's finished interacting with all the planets, then it goes void of course until it enters into a new sign. And on average, it's about a 2-hour period. It could be a 15-minute period. It could be a 4-hour period, right? So on average, it's usually around 2 hours. It all depends on where the planets are located, what degrees that they're at. But over the last week and a half, we've been experiencing these 10 and 14-hour void of course moon periods. And typically during a void of course moon, what is suggested is to rest, relax, and meditate. So it's a time of going inward. It's not a time of necessarily doing any outward focused activity. And they say, like, don't purchase any large appliances during a void of course moon, because you may have the similar types of reactions to a Mercury retrograde. So that's like one of the first things that I thought of when, you know, it's this, why am I so tired? Why is everybody I'm talking to so tired? Everybody seems as though there's this really, really heavy energy that just wants you to sleep. And then when you should be sleeping, you're not. In the middle of the night, right? It's like, okay, now I'm awake. So there's this heaviness during the day in the awake periods, right? The other thing that is a possibility, and not that I found this in any book by definition, by no means, was the Saturn trine Neptune.
Oh.
Okay, now it's a harmonious aspect.
Right.
So, but like Saturn and Neptune really don't get along, okay? Because Saturn's about the physical reality, It's
taskmaker. It's the taskmaker.
Well, yeah, and it's limitations and restrictions, and it rules form and matter.
Yeah.
Okay? So all that heavy stuff. And Neptune is the vibration of the soul and your highest creative potential and, you know, illusion and disillusionment, right? So your dream state. So the two are kind of like opposite energies to begin with. And when they were trine, and I'm looking for the date here, the date was October 10th. So when they're trine, it just says that you're able to focus on your dreams, okay? You're able to do what's necessary, which is the Saturn vibration, that's in alignment with what you desire to manifest or what your higher aspirations are, which is the Neptune vibration. So typically it's not that, it's not this heavy, I'm tired energy, although it could be because Neptune does rule the dream time.
Right.
Okay. So
okay.
It's a possibility. And if that's the case, it's moving away. And so are the long voids, of course.
Right.
Okay. As of like towards the end of this week, those long voids are done.
Yeah, you know, I would be really excited about that, except in 2 days, we're moving into the pre-shadow.
Yeah.
Of the M word.
You call it the M, I call it the MRX.
Oh, no, I agree. It's our other producer that likes to call it the M word, which I think is very cute.
Yes, we're entering the pre-shadow on October 19th of the Mercury retrograde. Mercury does not go retrograde until November the 6th, officially.
Right.
And it goes retrograde at 4 degrees of Sagittarius.
And I have found on different occasions, not all the time, not every Mercury retrograde, but I have found, and I, you know, I always put it to the fact that I'm Aquarius because we do everything early, but I have found that sometimes the pre-shadow is more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because it feels more intense. It feels like everything's like right there.
Right, and that's when a lot of the triggers happen.
Right.
Right. So that you can course correct it during the retrograde phase.
Right.
Right. So yeah, that's, I do find a lot of the triggers do happen,
yeah,
prior to the Mercury retrograde. So as I was telling you, my husband's vehicle is going kaputs, right? He's got to get it fixed. And I'm like, oh, man. And he's got, well, he's got 2 days to fix it because I need my vehicle back, right?
Right.
And the pre-shadow to the Mercury retrograde starts in 2 days.
Right. But you needed it back in 2 days. You needed it,
I need
to
it back
done
in 2 days, yeah, for my own personal reasons. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good thing you have the personal reasons too, because I doubt he would go for the whole pre-shadow.
You know what? He doesn't listen to me in Mercury retrograde. So he got this, leaf shredder 1 year. He's like, well, I'm just going to lightly, him and a buddy decide they're going to take it apart to service it.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, dude, it's Mercury's retrograde. Don't go taking equipment apart. And they look at me and they laugh. They're laughing at me in the garage. And I'm like, don't laugh at me. I'm telling you right now, Mercury's retrograde. Don't go messing with, you know, this machinery unless you know what you're doing. So they're drinking their beer and they're taking this machine apart. And somebody knocks over the table with all the parts that were put in order as they took them off. 3 years later?
Still no leaf shredder.
In a box. Have a leaf shredder that has half of its guts in a box waiting so that, oh, maybe someday somebody else will buy one and then we can take a look at theirs to figure out how to put it back together again.
That's hilarious. Although you might be able to find it on the web for them. But not now. Wait. Oh, you know, no, actually, this is the time you need a leaf shredder, isn't it?
Yeah. And the funny thing is, every time that I look at that thing, I just look at them and I go, yeah, Mercury retrograde, ha, 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 ha.
You're funny.
See my crazy talk. My husband looks at me and he goes, don't start with that. Don't start with that.
That's right. But at least now you can point to the box when you say, remember when I told you about Mercury retrograde, do not do something? Well, listen to me next time.
Listen, though, right?
Right. Okay, it looks like we have our first caller. Are you ready, Nancy?
Okay, no, I'm not ready, but okay, you can start.
And I can start. Do you have the information?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so Suzanne, how can we help you? Hi, Suzanne. Oh, I hear you moving around. Suzanne?
Oh, hi.
There you are.
Oh, hi. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Make sure you turn down whatever you're listening to, because I think that's where the delay was coming from.
Okay. Do you hear me now?
Yeah, perfectly. Okay. So what's going on?
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. I'm just calling because I'm kind of at a crossroads, both like professionally and personally, and I'm kind of I had a recent breakup, and I'm starting to kind of date again, but it's a little hard to kind of get my synergy back with people. Everything's going well, but I just wanted to see if you had any like messages or guidance on how to proceed with these new relationships.
Okay. So what I'm feeling is that something in the past has led you to believe there's some patterns around betrayal, or you're feeling that you need to protect your heart.
Yeah.
And yeah. And because of that, like that, you know, that sort of holds you back from being very open and trusting. Now, I also want to preface this with, it's not necessary to necessarily, you know, block your heart off or close your heart down in concern, but it is always a good thing to use discernment when new relationships start, because there's that phase where we feel like everything's wonderful. And then women tend to get into this, you know, as soon as they start dating, you know, oh, is it going to be the one? And are we going to get married? And they start, you know, changing their last name and, you know, start doodling on their pants. You know, that's that Neptune energy that, that Nancy was talking about earlier, you know, that we kind of get into that dream phase. So in some sense, it's going to allow you to be more, logical and practical and not get necessarily into that phase. But the other part of you is, you know, this wounded part that is afraid to sort of open up. And I kind of want you to do both, kind of have that healthy discernment, healthy, you know, let's just have fun, see where it goes, what happens, enjoy, you know, the energy of the relationship, enjoy the newness of it, enjoy all the new type of relationships that are coming into your life. Cause it's like, it's not just one, there's work, there's a lot of different things that are happening. But because, you know, you've had some betrayals and you sort of closed down and you're sort of protecting yourself, it's like you're second guessing everything. So don't second guess everything. Just be really open. Just don't, you know, don't get into that dreamy state, because that's probably one of the areas that you would go into first, because you're Pisces, yes? Or are you just out of
Pisces? Yeah, I'm really trying to kind of stay a little more grounded and with these new people. But
okay, but that's not likely your typical, because if you're a Pisces,
correct.
All you know, all that Neptune energy. Okay, so I actually get some really nice feelings about everything that's moving. That you're moving into. Like I really get that, you know, you've got lots of new beginning. There's lots of sunshine around you. Like it's actually really, really positive. It's just, you just need to sort of look at, you know, the past and maybe look at, you know, some of the things that weren't working in your life and try and find a way to not hold those patterns, like try and find a way to heal those pieces. But I feel everything's changing for you. Like this is like a new, brand new era that you're moving into. So I'm actually quite excited for you, because it feels really positive. It's just that there's these little pieces that you're sort of, you know, protecting yourself. So that's where I am. Nancy, we don't have a lot of time. Do you want to go to break and come back?
Sure.
Okay, so that's what we'll do. Suzanne, you stay on the line, and when we come back from break, Nancy will give you the rest of what she's picking up. So you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. If you have a question, you want some guidance, I highly recommend that you call in now so that you can get in queue so that we can answer everybody. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in on instant feedback. It's right on the homepage of New Sky Radio. And send us a message, but add in your date of birth, because we have Nancy Aruda here today. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Are presented only for entertainment purposes and will not be liable or accept liability for any loss or damage of whatever nature which may result from advice or information offered.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Arruda with us, and Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. Nancy is a great astrologer. She also does a lot of intuitive and psychic work, which is why we love having her on the show with us. And, so if you have any questions, give us a call now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Give us your date of birth. Also, if you are writing in through instant feedback, which is right on the homepage of newskyradio.com, also be very clear about what you want. Try not to ask for general things, be just really clear, because the clearer you are of what you actually want, then the clearer we can offer you the guidance. And again, add in your date of birth, because that's how Nancy looks at your energy. So right before break, we were talking with Suzanne.
Suzanne, still there?
Hi. Yes.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Okay, Suzanne. Well, I looked at your astrology. You have a lot of Pisces energy. So you have Sun in Pisces, Mercury in Pisces, Venus in Pisces. And then you have the Moon in Scorpio and Mars in Cancer retrograde. So you have all this water energy. that you're dealing with all the time. So a huge part of you is very, very emotional, number one.
Yeah.
And you do have difficulty grounding. So for you, grounding has to be a conscious effort. Okay. So you have to continuously remind yourself to ground. I'm also going to say you have to remind yourself to breathe sometimes too, because there's times where you hold your breath.
Yeah.
And if you hold your breath, you're not grounded. So like grounding happens with breath work. This is actually a year for you of growth and abundance because you have Jupiter in Gemini, and currently Jupiter is in Gemini, so in the sky today. So you're going to be experiencing what we call a Jupiter return. It happens every 12 years. Jupiter is the benefit planet. Okay, so it brings us a lot of benefit. It brings us a lot of opportunities. However, if we're passive about, you know, expecting those to come to us instead of us really looking for them and then using discernment on which opportunities to follow, they can go by very quickly without us even noticing. So, like, really open up your eyes, open up your heart to see what those opportunities are, and then use your mind to discern. I'm also going to say use your intuition to choose whether or not those are the opportunities you want to follow.
Okay.
But you have to remember to stay grounded.
Okay.
So, I know sometimes copper will help people stay grounded. If you can, you know, wear a copper ring or a copper bracelet or just carry a piece of copper in your pocket, that can help.
Okay.
Keep you grounded. So, you know, just consciously remind yourself to stay grounded. You're in a beneficial period in terms of age-wise, okay? So there's no major cycles over the next 3 years that are going to open up. So this is really a time for you to build and to continue building. So you can do that in your career. You can do that within your relationships. Just keep building for the next 3 years.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So typically we take callers first. Nancy, are you ready to take Kimberly from Nebraska?
Kimberly from Nebraska.
October 11th, 69.
Okay.
Okay. So Kimberly.
Hi.
Hey. How can we help you? So you've been, okay, I get.
I'm going to make this as simple as I can. 5 years ago, I got divorced. 3 kids resulted from that. I've recently had a relationship that a 6-month-old baby resulted from, and, you know, him and I haven't worked out. And I'm so sick of muddling through dating, and I'm just ready to have that relationship I have the rest of my life. And I just don't know how to move forward. I feel very stuck with everything.
Right. Okay. So, the big thing with you, Kimberly, right now is that you kind of have to find the beloved within you, because you're sharing everything all the time right now. And your children, you have very young children, or at least you have a very young child.
Yeah.
So, you know, your energy is all going out to other people. And so what you're wanting and hoping, I don't want this to come out wrong, but you're looking to be rescued right now because life is really difficult. And so the way for you to find that person and not see, I know that it's probably not a lot of fun right now. And that's what relationships have to be for you to get into that place of finding, you know, what you're really looking for. But part of what you're really looking for is that peace within you, and that peace has to come first for you to find somebody that's going to share that with you and to assist you. And I'm going to say for the next little while that, you know, where you want to focus your energy is really kind of finding that balance, because you're really out of balance right now. It's October 11th that you were, so you just had your birthday? Okay.
Yes, I did.
Okay. There's just, I mean, you kind of have this good idea of what you should have in a relationship, and you have planted the seeds. It's just that you're feeling really stuck right now. And so I'm just going to say, you know, find those pieces that you want outside of you. Try and look for them inside first. Like, as soon as we look outside of ourselves, we're giving our energy away, we're giving our power away, and we're feeling, we're just feeling unsupported and unloved. And so you have to kind of internalize, bring it back inside of yourself and find that peace and balance that you're seeking outside in a relationship inside first. Nancy, are you ready to?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. So I looked at both your natal planets, and I'm also looking at your solar return planets. And what your solar return planets are is your birthday chart. Okay. So where the planets are on your birthday. And you have a lot of Libra, which is why there's that constant need to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You have Sun in Libra, Moon in Libra, Mercury in Libra, Jupiter in Libra, Uranus in Libra.
Oh, no way.
I think we got all those. Yeah. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets in Libra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And when I look at the relationship planet, you have Venus in Virgo, which means I need, which, and what she's saying is I demand the most perfect relationship, and it has to assist me with my organization. So there's a part of you that feels you can't manage life unless you're in a relationship.
Oh, that's really true.
Okay. Because it's like now everything is your responsibility and you're just getting overwhelmed with the process, right? Because it's always been the man who defines or takes care of the responsibilities for you. And I think in this year, it's really about you learning to manage some of those responsibilities on your own. When I look at your solar return planets, this is really a year for you to develop self-love. The solar return, okay, just a minute. Sorry, I lost my finger here on the page. Okay, so your solar return moon, so where the moon is in Leo, which is really about feeling from the heart and developing that sense of self-love. You have to pamper yourself as much as possible whenever it is possible. When the kids go down for sleep, take a nice, long, hot bath. Okay, use essential oils. Yeah, use essential oils and pamper you. You're also working on changing your mindset, so transforming what it is that you think and really opening up to new ideas and new concepts, okay? As well as, you know, Venus is in Virgo, so there's this energy of take care of yourself. Make yourself look good, even if you're just staying home. You'll feel better if you do it, okay? And you need to get out. Mars and Sag, you need to get outside of the house, okay?
Yeah.
You're not going to meet anybody in the house, and I'm actually being pulled away from the computer for you. So don't try to meet somebody online. You need to meet with them and mix with them personally.
Okay.
So even if you do meet them online, okay, meet them at a coffee shop, that kind of thing. You need that personal interaction.
Okay.
Okay? So I hope that helped.
Yeah, it does help a lot, actually, and you hit right on, and I'm going to take your advice. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, enjoy the rest of your year. You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
Okay.
All right, so we have a couple minutes before we go to break.
Okay.
I'm going to think, let's go back to Sharon.
Okay.
Sharon, because you did actually look up her. We don't have enough time for you to do it too. But Sharon, we're not going to address the the what's happening to you sort of thing in every area. But we do. I definitely want to discuss the fact, or Nancy's definitely going to discuss the fact that Mercury's in retrograde during your birthday. And I just want to say, what you need to get done. So just very quickly.
Okay. I'll go first.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Okay, so when we have a Mercury retrograde in our solar return chart, so on your birthday, Mercury will be retrograde. You will be working with that vibration all year long. And I don't want you to go to like the negative place of, oh no, everything's going to be breaking down. It is a possibility, but don't focus on it. What it is actually a year of review, which means you need to adjust and review everything that you're doing. Every contract that's presented to you, every contract that you're currently in. So everything needs to be reviewed, revised, and then re-edited. Okay. So just really focus on, anything that hasn't been completed in terms of long-term goals or projects that you've had on the go. There is the opportunity to complete them over this year as long as you focus on the details that need to be focused on. Also, at the age of 39, that's a completion year, a year that things come to an end, okay, when we have a 9 at the end of the age that we will be. It's saying we need to finish up stuff. Okay. So, and that's where that completion comes in, but it's completion with review and revising. So just keep that in mind all year long that you will be reviewing and revising everything.
All right.
Okay, Lori.
We're going to go to break. So you are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. Take a look at her site. She's got a lot of information, a lot of ways you can connect with her. And there's a lot of great information on her site. So take advantage of that. Give us a call now if you have any questions and want some guidance. 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know. And the clearer you are, the clearer we can be. But also add in your date of birth because Nancy's here. All right. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on the Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family. An open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Now see
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nancy Aruda with us, who is our in-house astrologer. And we love you, Nancy.
Thank you. I love you too.
If you have some questions, you want some guidance, Nancy's great. She can be found on the web at universalsky.com. But if you're calling in, call in now, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or if you're going to come in through instant feedback, because I know a lot of you are on lunch right now, just be really clear about the question. It's right on the homepage of New Sky Radio, and just be really clear about the question that you're wanting guidance on. Try not to do general questions, because the clearer you are, the clearer we can be in assisting you, and also add in your date of birth. Okay, so right before the break, we were discussing, Nancy was talking to Sharon about what's happening with her this year, because her birthday's during a Mercury retrograde, so it will affect her solar return. And I'm just going to say, you know, one of the things that has come up that I see is that, you know, you're dealing with a lot of disappointment in the past. So you're hoping that this next year is going to be, you know, lots of new beginnings and stuff, just because there's been a lot of heartache and pain. And I'm just going to say, like, look at the areas that have caused you some pain and maybe look at trying to heal some of them. There's a lot of different areas that you know, there's a lot of different ways that you can do it through acceptance and self-love. But, you know, you have a lot of guidance around you. So, you know, try and connect in, you know, take those moments to connect in with your soul, take those moments to meditate, take those quiet moments to, you know, connect with the earth, go to the water, do whatever you do that sort of brings you back into that state of peace, and just, you know, kind of deal with those little areas that have been very disappointed in the past. Since this is kind of a review year and finishing up year, I'm not sure there's a whole lot of new beginnings, but you can start. The best way to start everything is to work within your own heart and to clean up and clear up. And the clearer and cleaner that your own energy is, then the more opportunities will come and prevail themselves around you. So, you know, have strength, have patience. Really, really take this time to sort of examine and look at the different areas in your life. And I think, you know, I think it'll be a really great year for you. You may not get all the, you know, the fun things that you're looking for, but in the end, it will be a very transformational time for you, and that will lead the way to create a lot of new opportunities, if not this coming year, then certainly the years following. So this is kind of an interesting year for you, Sharon, so get out there and enjoy yourself, okay, and just do the work. All right, so we have another caller. It is Melina from Connecticut. Hi, Melina.
Hi, how are you?
Good. All right, so you're our dancing mathematician.
Yes.
So you're in school for math, but you really want to get into dance. Have you done dance? Like, have you been doing dance as a child?
Yeah, I've been doing since, I want to say, 5. I stopped a little bit during high school, which I shouldn't, but I just focus more on my studies, and then back in college now, I started in a dance group, and I love it. Like, oh, okay. I feel like I could, I always learn something new, and I can't get tired of it.
Right.
So
I mean, there's a couple ways of looking at that, in that you can create it as part of your heart, your passion. Like, it's your way to unwind and your way to reconnect with your soul. I'm going to say that part of you got into math because maybe your parents, or because you were good at it, because you pushed yourself to strive better and better, that was an area that you excelled in. And it's not really your passion. And, you know, we kind of joked about it, but I'm not sure that there's a way to combine dance and math that will, you know, really allow you to open up and become expansive, unless they're kind of two separate things. So, you know, maybe math is where you make your money, But you do want to follow your heart. And if there's opportunities for you, like, it really depends on you and how, what your outlook is. And I'm sure Nancy's actually going to provide more guidance around that than I can by, connecting in with you. So I'm going to say, you know, follow your heart, because that's always where, you know, where you're supposed to move towards. But mm-hmm. if you also love math, like if that's something that you excel in and you actually enjoy it, and, you know, like, oh my God, how great for you. Cause that's like the last area in my life that I would go, wow, I really want to do this. So, you know, if that's something that you enjoy, like, go for that too. Like, find a way to do both. Cause you'll get, I'm not going to say you'll get more money in math, but you'll get a steady income or a steady, it depends what it is that you go for. And I'm going to now give it to Nancy, because I'm sure she sees in your chart why you've chosen both.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Totally. and I think the math is about the steadiness. It's about having a safe and reliable income, and an income that you can count on, because most jobs where you're using mathematics do pay a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not typically a job that, you know, you're working for minimum wage. You're doing a little bit better than the average. So, and there's a part of you that likes that. You want that sense of security. Okay.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The dance part is kind of where you allow your spirit to run free. So it's where you open up your heart and just kind of be. Okay. You're not being when you're in math, but you are being when you're dancing. So you're just like really expressing who you are at a heart level. And that has to do with your Gemini energy. So you're a Gemini. There's a sense of duality within you. You have the logical side and the creative side. You enjoy the stillness when you're doing the math. So sitting there just focusing on the numbers, but then you enjoy the movement of dance. So there's this duality within you that you continually need to express. You can't suppress your duality. It's part of who you are. You also have Venus in Gemini at 29 degrees. So there's this, I need to be both people in this lifetime. So I'm telling you, need to do both is what I'm seeing. So do the dance. If you get a gig, great. Okay. Run wild with the gig. The moment the gig is done, go back to the math.
Oh, okay. So I'm always doing both. I'm never gonna, I shouldn't choose like one over the other, just.
I don't think you're supposed to choose. I think you're supposed to be doing both.
I got that feeling too, even though, you know, like we joked that find a way to do both of them together, but I mean, which there isn't.
I don't think there is a way that you could be a dancing mathematician. No, there isn't. If there was, by all means, you know, maybe that's something you can invent with your unique Aquarius energy that's in there as well. Right?
Oh, that's it. That quirky Aquarius. Maybe there's a part of you that's going to teach kids math through dance. I don't know. There may be a way to work it.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay.
So have fun with both and see where it goes. But yeah, follow your heart at all times.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, so we do have an instant feedback. I'll start because Nancy hasn't quite had an opportunity, and we don't have a lot of time, so we'll go to break within a few couple minutes. So this is Linda. Yes, Linda from New Mexico. Laid off in March recently, this employer, a nonprofit organization, called her back to work on a temporary part-time basis. Will this temporary employment lead to permanent part-time or full-time with you? And will there be any changes in your career?
And I'm assuming that's January, right?
What did I say? Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm assuming it's January 8th. Yes.
Okay.
No, yes.
Yes.
So I'm getting a sense that strongly that this employer could definitely move into a more permanent basis. But I would say don't hold all your eggs in that one area. Like, I would say expand, get your resume out, see if there's other areas also that resonate with you. Don't just wait for this company. Don't just hold on to this company. But I do actually see money coming towards you, and I do see, you know, a strong basis. So it could be this company. But I also want to say, you know, don't just hold on to that. Let things sort of flow. And although it's really not clear to you right now, just move towards the things that really that your heart is connected with. And so I get, you know, nonprofit, that's probably an area that, you know, you really are inspired to work with, but see if there are other opportunities out there, and or see if there's something that's similar that's in a more profit that also will you can connect with. But we're going to go to break right now. If you want some guidance, give us a call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Discover your spirit. Listen to Spirit Guide Radio, where leading spiritual experts serve as guides to nourish your soul. Every weeknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern, Heidi Hollis, The Outlander, The Zodiac Girls with Solaris, Laura and Kira, Ask Dr. Doug with Dr. Doug Lear, PSI 911 with Katie, Rhonda, and Christy, Life by Number with Celeste, and Your Reiki Journey with Heidi Harrison. Spiritually Speaking Radio for the soul. CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
When your whole world is shaken from all the rhythm we have taken, dance with me, dance with me into the colors of the dust. When you have awoken from all the dreams broken, come and dance with me. With me into the colors of the dust. Dance with me into the colors of the dust. The paths we're walking on, they crumble behind us. The world spins itself down dust. I wanna be with you. I'm gonna be with you in the color. When you again start hoping your arms wide open, come on, dance with me. Oh, dance with me into the colors of the dusk. And all will be right, will be right, dancing like water with the light. Colors of the dust. Oh, dance with me into the colors of the dust. Dance with me into the colors of the dust.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. today we have Nancy Arruda, who is our in-house astrologer. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. She offers Sky listeners a discount. So if you want a session with Nancy, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into doing an astrology chart. And there's usually a couple hours beforehand, and then you get an hour session with Nancy. It's only $125 for any Sky listener. So if you want to take advantage of that, contact her and do mention that you're with Sky. Okay, so I guess it's your turn for Linda.
Linda, right, yes. I was just kind of staring off into space, right. Drinking my tea.
Good.
Okay. Yes, I looked up Linda's information, and Linda was calling or had messaged in about a job.
Right.
And the reason there's so much, like, you know, career energy for Linda right now is because you are entering into your second Saturn return, or actually you've just experienced it. You have natal Saturn in Libra. So it's like you're in the midst of your Saturn return. So even though Saturn has officially moved into Scorpio, your Saturn was activated just this year a couple of times. So it's about finding that readjustment in what you want to create in terms of job. Okay, a part of you really likes the security that you receive with being in a career field, more so than just having a job. But at the same time, there's a part of you now that you're moving, that you've just gone through this Saturn return, that's saying you're supposed to relax a little bit. So it's kind of like, take whatever opportunities come up. I want to say keep looking for a new position as well. See what positions come out there, which ones are more in alignment. And I'm being pulled to this balance energy. So I don't know if that's working with an accountant, if it's working with a lawyer, or, you know, in that type of office, or paralegal, or anything along those lines, even though she may be working for a charity right now, I believe it is.
Right. Nonprofit,
sorry, yes, for a nonprofit organization. You know, I'm being pulled to that balance, which is, it could be paralegal, it could be law, it could be accounting, it could be bookkeeping, anything to do with numbers.
Cool.
Is where I'm being pulled, right? But, like, really have fun with it. Don't be too stuck on what the position looks like.
Right. All right. We have a couple more. The last one is just an opinion, which I think is very interesting because neither of us are from the U.S. So the election happening on the first day of Mercury retrograde, Mara, doesn't really impact us very much. We'll leave that for the end, Nancy, if you have a response to that, because I'm getting nothing. Yeah, I'm getting nothing. Apparently, the last time an election occurred during Mercury retrograde was in 2000. So if you, I think, you know, there may, I don't know. I it's so far removed from us because I don't really follow U.S. politics. I don't even follow Canadian politics. So that's what we're going to say to that, Mara. Maybe you connect with somebody who's from the U.S. They probably have more information for you. But Travisia, you contacted us, and again, you said, don't worry about it, butchering your name, so hopefully we didn't butcher it too much. You've been going through a lot of chaos, and you're in some relationship troubles and just wanted some insight. I see, actually, that whatever you think you're going through, I think a lot of it is your own stuff. So I'm going to say, look at your things, because I'm actually seeing that everything is kind of good. So I don't think he feels, or I don't think the relationship's the problem. I think there's something going on within you that you're wanting to look at and heal within yourself. And the relationship is just honoring the contract of bringing up in your face, mirroring part of what you need to see right now. So I'm going to say, you know, don't look at the relationship as the problem. Look and don't look at this as a blame thing. Look at it as an opportunity to heal some of your wounded patterns, your wounded inner child. And instead of blaming it or scapegoating it on the relationship, bring it back into yourself and really honor this process that you're going through. Nancy, do you have anything?
I know
you do.
Yeah. And I'm picking up, in terms of chaos, I'm getting it's more drama. And there's this energy of, like, just detach from the drama. There's no need to get pulled into the dramatics of it all. Mm-hmm. And I think the drama's coming up from what, like, exactly what you said, Lori, which is that it's her stuff that's surfacing. Because, you know, based astrologically and, you know, I'm not getting that there's anything triggering this.
No. So I was like, really? So
yeah, it's almost like she needs to separate from an idea or a concept that's no longer serving her. And because there's that difficulty in separating from that concept or idea, it's activating all this drama.
Right. Yeah. And you're just getting caught up in the drama and you're thinking that it's the relationship and it's not. It's just the relationship's just there to help you see the drama. It's
yeah.
So you can stop repeating the pattern.
And yeah,
stop
and find that balance.
Yeah. So I hope that helps you. I'm not sure it does. We did get some feedback with regards to the election year of 2000, which was very controversial. So if that's any indication, there could be some very controversial things that happened this election. But again, I'm really far removed from the politics of the
U.S. Me too. And you know, the one thing that I did get was potentially a recount.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. And not necessarily everywhere, but maybe in a couple of states, right? They need to do the recount thing.
And that was the issue in 2000 as well. Thank
yeah.
you. Yeah. So there you go. That's our only thoughts in it. So
yeah.
Yeah. This has been a great show. And if there were any people that were trying to get a hold of us and weren't able to get their messages out, you know, just try and remember Nancy's with us every first and third Wednesday of the month. So try and get your questions in early, call in early, get your instant feedbacks in early. The earlier you get them in, likely we will be able to cover them. But yeah, it also contact us privately. We can do private sessions as well. Both of us obviously do private sessions, so connect with us as well that way. Nancy can be found on the web at universalsky.com. I'm at intuitivesoul.com. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. See you next week.